The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 8. Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creations. Chapter 2. The Elephant Gajendra's Crisis. The second, third, and fourth chapters of this canto describe how the Lord, during the reign of the fourth Manu, gave protection to the king of the elephants. As described in this second chapter, when the king of the elephants, along with his female elephants, was enjoying in the water, a crocodile suddenly attacked him, and the elephants surrendered to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for protection. In the midst of the ocean of milk, there is a very high and beautiful mountain that has an altitude of 10,000 yojanas, or 80,000 miles. This mountain is known as Trikuta. In a valley of Trikuta, there is a nice garden named Ritumat, which was constructed by Varuna, and in that area there is a very nice lake. Once the chief of the elephants, along with the female elephants, went to enjoy bathing in that lake, and they disturbed the inhabitants of the water. Because of this, the chief crocodile in that water, who was very powerful, immediately attacked the elephant's leg. Thus there ensued a great fight between the elephant and the crocodile. The fight continued for 1,000 years. Neither the elephant nor the crocodile died, but since they were in the water, the elephant gradually became weak, whereas the power of the crocodile increased more and more. Thus the crocodile became more and more encouraged. Then the elephant, being helpless and seeing that there was no other way for his protection, sought shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 1. Sri Shuka Vacha Asit Giri Varo Rajams Trikuta Iti Vishuta Kshiro Dena Vrita Sriman Yojanyatam Uchirita. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Vacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Asit, there was Giri Vara, a very big mountain, Rajan, O king, Trikuta, Trikuta Iti, thus Vishruta, celebrated, Chira Odena, by the ocean of milk, Avrita, surrounded, Sriman, very beautiful, Yojana, a measurement of 8 miles, Ayutam, 10,000, Uchita, very high. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, My dear king, there is a very large mountain named Trikuta. It is 10,000 yojanas, 80,000 miles high. Being surrounded by the ocean of milk, it is very beautifully situated. Texts 2 and 3. Tavata Vishrita Paryak Tribi Shingai Payonidam Disha Kamro Chayanaste Rupyasya Haramayan Anyais Chabak Kakuba Sarva Ratna Dao To Vachitritai Nana Dromaltair Gulmair Nirgosar Niharabasam. Synonyms. Tavata, in that way. Vishrita, lengthened breath, 80,000 miles. Paryak, all around. Tribi, with three. Shringai, peaks. Padya Adidam, Padya Nidam, situated on an island in the ocean of milk. Disha, in all directions, calm the sky. Rochayam, pleasing. Aste, standing. Rupya, made of silver. Ayan, sa, iron. Haranmaye, and gold. Anyai, with other peaks. Cha, also. Kakubai, directions. Sarva, all. Ratna, with jewels. Datu, and minerals. Vichiritai, decorated very nicely. Nana, with various. Drumalata, trees and creepers. Gromai, and shrubs. Nirgoshai, with the sounds of Nijhara, waterfalls. Abhasam, and of water. Translation. The length and breadth of the mountain are of the same measurement, 80,000 miles. Its three principal peaks, which are made of iron, silver, and gold, beautify all directions in this and the sky. The mountain also has other peaks, which are full of jewels and minerals, and are decorated with nice trees, creepers, and shrubs. The sounds of waterfalls in the mountain create a pleasing vibration. In this way, the mountain stands, increasing the beauty of all directions. Text 4. Sacharnija Manangri Samantat Payurbibi Karoti Siamalam Bumim Harin Marataka Samabi. Synonyms: Sa, that mountain, Sha also, Avani Jamana Angri, whose foot is always washed, Samantat all around, Paya Urmibi, by waves of milk. Karoti makes Shamalam, dark green, Bunmim, ground, Hadit green, Marataka with emerald, Ashmabi stones. Translation: At the ground at the foot of the mountain is always washed by waves of milk that produce emeralds and all around in the eight directions, north, south, east, west, and the directions midway between them. Purport: From Srimad Bhagavatam, we understand that there are various oceans, some where there's an ocean filled with milk, somewhere an ocean of liquor, some an ocean of ghee, an ocean of oil, and an ocean of sweet water. Thus, there are different varieties of oceans within this universe. The modern scientists, who have only limited experience, cannot defy these statements. They cannot give us full information about any planet, even the planet on which we live. From this verse, however, we can understand that if the valleys of some mountains are washed with milk, this produces emeralds. No one has the ability to imitate the activities of material nature as conducted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 5. Siddha Charana Gandhavar Vididhara Manogra Manoragai Kinarar Apsarobischa Kridadir Justakandara. Synonyms: Siddha, by the inhabitants of Siddha Loka, Charana, the inhabitants of Charana Loka, Gandharvai, the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, Vididhara, the inhabitants of Vididhara Loka, Maha Urugai, the inhabitants of the serpent loka, Kinnarai, the Kinnaras, Apsarobi, the Apsaras, Cha, and Kridabdibi, who were engaged in sporting, Justa enjoyed, Kandara, the caves. Translation: The inhabitants of the higher planets, the Siddhas, Charnas, Gandharvas, Vididharas, serpents, Kinnaras, and Apsaras, go to that mountain to sport. Thus, all the caves of the mountain are full of these denizens of the heavenly planets. Purport: As ordinary men play in the salty ocean, the inhabitants of the higher planetary systems go to the ocean of milk. They float on the ocean of milk and also enjoy various sports within the caves of Trikuta Mountain. Text 6. Yatra Sangita Sanadar Nadad Gunam Amarshaya Abdigarjanti Haraya Shraghina Parashankaya. Synonyms: Yatra, in that mountain, Trikuta, Sangita, of singing, Sanadai, with the vibrations, Nadat, resounding, Guma, Guham, the waves, Amsar, Amarsaya, because of unbearable anger or envy, Abhigarjanti, roar, Haraya, the lions, Shlaghina, being very proud of their strength, Parashankaya, because of suspecting another lion. Translation: Because of the resounding vibrations of the denizens of heaven singing in the caves, the lions there, being very proud of their strength, roar with unbearable envy, thinking that another lion is roaring in that way. Purport: In the higher planetary systems, there are not only different types of human beings, but also animals like lions and elephants. There are trees, and the land is made of emeralds. Such is the creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung in this regard, Keshava Tuya Jagat Vichitra. My dear Lord Krishna, your creation is colorful and full of varieties, end quote. Geologists, botanists, and other so-called scientists speculate about other planetary systems, but being unable to estimate the varieties on other planets, they falsely imagine that all planets but this one are vacant, uninhabited, and full of dust. Although they cannot even estimate the varieties existing throughout the universe, they are very proud of their knowledge, and they are accepted as learned by persons of a similar caliber. As described in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.3.19, Svavidvara Hosta Karai Samstuta Purusha Pashu, materialistic leaders are praised by dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, and they themselves are also big animals. One should not be satisfied by knowledge imparted by a big animal. Rather, one must take knowledge from a perfect person, like Shukadev Goswami, Mahajanoye Nagata Sapanta, our duty is to follow the instructions of the Mahajans. There are 12 Mahajans, and Shukadev Goswami is one of them. Swayambhur, Narada Sambhu, Kumara, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlado, Janako, Bhishma, Balir, Vyavyasikir, Yivayam, Srimad Bhagavatam 6.3.20. Vyasaki is Shukadev Goswami. Whatever he says, we consider to be factual. That is perfect knowledge. Text 7. Narayana Pashuvrata Sankula Droni Alankrita Chitradruma Shurodhyana Kalakanta Vidhangama. Synonyms: Nana with varieties of, Aranya Pashu, jungle animals, Vrata with multitude, Sankula, filth, Droni with valleys, Alankrita, very beautifully decorated, Chitra with varieties of, Druma, trees, Shura Udhyana, in gardens maintained by the demigods, Kalakanta, sweetly chirping, Vahangama, birds. Translation: the valleys beneath Trikuta Mountain are beautifully decorated with many varieties of jungle animals, and in the trees, which are maintained in gardens by the demigods, varieties of birds chirp with sweet voices. Text 8. Sarit Sarobir Achodai Pulinar Mani Vakulai Valakai Devastri Majanamoda Sorabhav Banilair Yuta. Synonyms: Sharit, with rivers, Sorobi, and lakes. Achodai, filled with crystal clear water. Polinai, beaches. Mani, with small gems. Valukai, resembling grains of sand. Devastri, with of the damsels of the demigods. Marjana, by bathing in that water. Amoda, bodily fragrance. Shoraba, very fragrant, Ambu, with the water. Anilai, and the air. Yuta, enriched, the inhabitants of Trikuta Mountain. Translation: Trikuta Mountain has many lakes and rivers with beaches covered by small gems resembling grains of sand. The water is as clear as crystal, and when the demigod damsels bathe in it, their bodies lend fragrance to the water and the breeze, thus enriching the atmosphere. Purport: even in the material world, there are many grades of living entities. The human beings on earth generally cover themselves with external fragrance to stop their bad bodily odors. But here we find that because of the bodily fragrance of the demigod damsels, the rivers, the lakes, the breeze, and the entire atmosphere of Trikuta Mountain also became fragrant. Since the bodies of the damsels in the upper planetary systems are so beautiful, we can just imagine how beautifully formed are the bodies of the Vaikuntha damsels, or the damsels of Vrindavan, the gopis. Text 9-13. Tasya Dronyam Bhagavato Varunasya Mahatmana Uriyadanam Ritamanama Akridam Surayoshitam Sarvato Lankritam Divyar Nitya Pushpa Paladramai Mandarai Prajipatais Cha Palalakshoka Champakai Chutai Pipalai Panasar Ramrar Amratakarapi Kramukar Kaliglekyais Cha Krujurar Bijapurakai Madukai Salatalas Cha Tamalar Asanarjunai Aristo Dumbara Plakshar Vaitakim Shuka Chandanai Pichu Mardai Kovidarai Saralai Dura Durubi Drakshekshu Ramba Jamburbir Adar Arbab Dari Akshabaya Malai. Synonyms: Tasya, of that mountain Trikuta, Dronium, in a valley, Bhagavata, of the great personality Varunasya, the demigod Viruna, Mahatmana, who is a great devotee of the Lord, Udayam, a garden, Ritumat Nam, of the name, Akridam, a place of sporting pastime, Surayositam, of the damsels of the demigods, Sarvata, everywhere, Alankritam, beautifully decorated, Divyai, pertaining to the demigods, Nitya, always, Pushpa, flowers, Phala, and fruits, Durmai, by trees, Mandarai, Mandara, Parijatai, Parijata, cha also patala patala ashoka ashoka champakai champakai chutai chuta fruits pilai pilaya fruits panasai panasa fruits amarai mangoes amaratakai sour fruits called amarataka api also kramukai kramuka fruits narikelai coconut trees cha and kojurai date trees bijapurakai pomegranates mahutkai maruka fruits shala talai palm fruits cha and tamalai tamala trees asana asana trees arjuna arjuna trees arista arista fruits udumbara big udumbara trees palakshai palaksha trees vatai banyan trees kimshuka red flowers with no scent chandanai sandalwood trees pichumardai pichumarda flowers kovidarai kovidara fruits karadai saradlai sarala trees suradarbi saradara trees draksha grapes ikshu sugarcane ramba bananas jambubi jamba fruits bidari bidari fruits aksha aksha fruits abhaya abhaya fruits amalai amalaki a sour fruit. Translation: in the valley of Trikuta Mountain, there was a garden named Ritumat. This garden belonged to the great devotee Varuna, and was a sporting place for the damsels of the demigods. Flowers and fruits grew there in all seasons. Among them were mandaras, parijatas, patalas, ashokas, achampaks, chutas, pilalas, panasas, mangoes, amaratakas, kramukas, coconut trees, date trees, and pomegranate. There are madukas, palm trees, tamalas, asanas, arjunas, aristas, udumbaras, plakshas, banyan trees, kimshukas, and sandalwood trees. There are also pichumardas, kovidaras, saralas, sarudaras, grapes, sugarcane, bananas, jambu, badaris, akshas, abayas, and amalakis. Texts 14 through 19. Bilvad kapitair jambair vrito balakta kadibi tasmin sharas vipulam lasat kanchana pankajam kamudot palakalara sata patra syojitam mata sat padas nirgustam sankutais cha kalasvanai hamsa karandava kirnam chakravai sarasarapi kalajukukka kokyasti dayuta dayuta yuha kula kunjitam matsya kachapa sanchara kalatpadma rajapaya kadamba vetesa nala nipa vanjula karvitam kundai kuru bakasho kai shirisa kutajendukai kubjakai varna yutibir naga punaga jatibi malika sata patraisha madhavijar lakadibi sobitam tirajais chanar nitya tumbir alam durmai. Synonyms: bilvai, bilva trees, kapitai, kapita trees, jambirai, jambira trees, vritai, surrounded by balataka adibi, balataka and other trees, tasmin in that garden, sara, a lake, suvipulam, which was very large, lasat shining, kanchana, golden, pankajan, filled with lotus flowers, kamuda and kamuda flowers, utpala, utpala flowers, karala, karlara flowers, satapatra and satapatra flowers, shriya with the beauty, urjitam, excellent, mata, intoxicated, satpada with bees, nirgustam, hummed, Shakuntai with the chirping of birds, cha and kalasvanai, whose songs were very melodious, hansa swans, karandava, karandavas, Akirnam crowded with Chakravakai Chakravakas, Sharanai cranes, Api as well as Jalakuta water chickens, Koyasti's, Daityutas, Kula flocks of Kujita murmured, Matsya of the fish, Kachapa of tortoises, Sanchara because of the movements, Chalat agitating, Padma of the lotuses, Raja by the pollen, Paya the water as was decorated, Kadamba, Kadambas, Vitasa, Vitatas, Nalas, Nalas, Nipas, Nipas, Vanjulakai, Vanjulakas, Vritam, surrounded by Kundai, Kundas, Kurubaka, Kurubakas, Ashokai, Ashokas, Shirisa, Shirisas, Kutaja, Kutajas, Ingudai, Ingudas, Kubjakai, Kubjakas, Svarna Utibi, Svarna Utis, Naga Nagas, Punagas, Punagas, Jatibi Jatis, Malika Malikas, Satapatrai, Satapatras, Cha also, Madhavi, Madhavi, Jalakadibi, Jalakas, Sobitam adorned, Tirajai, growing along the banks, Cha and Anyai, others, Nitya Ritubi, in all seasons, Alam abundantly, Drumai with trees bearing fruit, flowers, and fruits. Translation: in that garden, there was a very large lake filled with shining golden lotus flowers, and the flowers known as Kumuda Kalara, Utpala, and Satapatra, which added excellent beauty to the mountain. There were also Bilva, Kapita, Jambira, and Balataka trees. Intoxicated bumblebees drank honey and hummed with the chirping of the birds, whose songs were very melodious. The lake was crowded with swans, karandavas, chakravakas, cranes, and flocks of water chickens, dayutas, koyastis, and other murmuring birds. Because of the agitating movements of the fish and tortoises, the water was decorated with pollen that had fallen from the lotus flowers. The lake was surrounded by kadamba flowers, vitasa flowers, nalas, nipas, vanjulakas, Kundas, Kurubakas, Ashokas, Shirisas, Kutajas, Ingudas, Kubjakas, Svarna Yutis, Nagas, Punagas, Jatis, Malikas, Satapatras, Jalakas, and Madhavilatas. The banks were also abundantly adorned with varieties of trees that yielded flowers and fruits in all seasons. Thus the entire mountain stood gloriously decorated. Judging from the exhaustive description of the lakes and rivers on Trikuta Mountain, on Earth, there is no comparison to their super excellence. On other planets, however, there are many such wonders. For instance, we understand that there are 2 million different types of trees, and not all of them are exhibited on Earth. Srimad Bhagavatam presents the total knowledge of the affairs of the universe. It not only describes this universe, but also takes into account the spiritual world beyond the universe. No one can challenge the Srimad Bhagavatam's descriptions of the material and spiritual worlds. The attempts to go from the Earth to the Moon have failed, but the people of Earth can understand what exists on other planets. There is no need of imagination. One may take actual knowledge from Srimad Bhagavatam and be satisfied. Text 20. Tatraikada Tadgira Kananasraya Kare Nubir Virana Yuti Pascharan Sakantakam Kichaka Venu Vetravad Vishalagulam Prarujan Vanaspatan. Synonyms: Tatra therein, Ikada once upon a time, Tatgiri on that mountain, Trikuta. Kananashraya, who lives in the forest, Karanubi, accompanied by female elephants, Varunayatapa, the leader of the elephants, Charan, while wandering around the lake, Sakantakam, a place full of thorns, Kichaka Venuvatrapvat, with plants and creepers of different names, Visalagulam, many thickets, Parojam, breaking, Vanapatin, trees and plants. Translation: the leader of the elephants who lived in the forest of the mountain Trikuta once wandered toward the lake with his female elephants. He broke many plants, creepers, thickets, and trees. not caring for their piercing thorns. Text 21. Yadganda matra dario gajendra vyagradayo vyala mirga sakadga maro mahora gaschapi brahadravanti sagora krishna sarabhas chamarya. Synonyms. Yat ganda matrat, simply by the scent of that elephant, haraya, alliance, gaja, indra, other elephants, vyagra, adaya, ferocious animals like tigers, vyala mriga, other ferocious animals, sakadga, rhinoceroses, maha uruga, big, big serpents, cha, also api indeed, bayat, because of fear, Dravanti, running away, sa, with Gora Krishna, some of them white, some of them black, Suraba, Surabas, Chamari, also Chamaris. Translation, simply by catching scent of that elephant, all the other elephants, the tigers and other ferocious animals, just as lions, rhinoceroses, great serpents, and black and white Surabas, fled in fear. The Chamari deer also fled. Text 22. Vrika virhara marisarka shalya gopucha salavrika mart katas tcha anyatra kshudra harina sasadayas charanti abita yad anugrahena. Synonyms. Vrika, foxes, varaha, boars, mahisa, buffaloes, riksha, bears, Saila, porcupines, gopucha, a type of deer, salavrika, wolves, markata, monkeys, cha, and anyatra, elsewhere, kshudra, small animals, harina, deer, sasaadaya, rabbits and others, charanti, roaming in the forest, abita, without fear, yet anugrahena, by the mercy of that elephant. Translation. By the mercy of this elephant, animals like the foxes, wolves, buffaloes, bears, boars, gopuchas, porcupines, monkeys, rabbits, and other deer, and many other small animals, loitered elsewhere in the forest. They were not afraid of him. Purport. All the animals were practically controlled by this elephant, yet although they could move without fear because of respect, they did not stand before him. Text 23 through 24. Sagarma tapta karibi karunebir vritu madachut karabai anudruta girim garimna parita prakampayan vishe vyamano nilaklayar madasanai sarali nilam pankaja renu rusitam jigran viduran mada vihale kshana Vrita svayutena trisarditena tat sarovarabhasyam artagamad drutam. Synonyms. Sahi, the leader of the elephants, garma tapta, perspiring, karibi, by the other elephants, karinubi, as well as the female elephants, vrita, surrounded, madachut, liquor dropping from his mouth, karabai, by small elephants, anudruta, was following Girim, that mountain, Grimna, by the weight of the body, Parita, all around, Prakampayan, causing to tremble, Nisyevamana, being served, Alikulai, cook by the bumblebees, Mada Asanai, who drink honey, Sara, from the lake, Anilam, by the breeze, Pankaja Renu, Rusitam, carrying the dust from the lotus flowers, Jigran, smelling, Virudrat, from a distance, Mahavivala, being intoxicated, Ikshana, whose vision, Vrita, surrounded Svayutena by his own associates, Trisarditena, who were afflicted by thirst, Tat, that Saravara Abhyasam, to the bank of the lake, Arta, thus, Agamat, went, Drutam, very soon. Translation, surrounded by the herd's other elephants, including females, and followed by the young ones, Gajapati, the leader of the elephants, made Trikuta Mountain tremble all around because of the weight of his body. He was perspiring, liquor dripped from his mouth, and his vision was overwhelmed by intoxication. He was being served by bumblebees who drank honey, and from a distance he could smell the dust of the lotus flowers, which was carried but from the lake by the breeze. Thus, surrounded by his associates who were afflicted by thirst, he soon arrived at the bank of the lake. Text 25. Vighaya tasmin amritambu nirmalam hemaravindot palarenu rusitam papo nikamam nija puskaro dritam atmanam adbi swapayam gataklama. Synonyms: Vighaya, entering tasmin, into the lake. Amrita ambu, water is pure as nectar. Nirmalam, crystal clear. Hema, very cold. Aravinda utpala, from the lilies and lotuses. Renu, from with the dust. Rusitam, which was mixed. Papau, he drank. Nikamam, until fully satisfied. Nija on puskara udritam, drawing with his trunk. Atmanam, himself. Abhi, with water. Snapayan, bathing thoroughly. Gataklama, was relieved of all fatigue. Translation: the king of the elephants entered the lake, bathed thoroughly, and was relieved of his fatigue. Then, with the aid of this trunk, he drank the cold, clear, nectarian water, which was mixed with the dust of lotus flowers and water lilies, until he was fully satisfied. Text 26. Sa puskareno drita sikaram bubir nipayayan sam snapayan yata grihi grini karenu karabams chadrumado nashasta kritram kripanoja mayaya. Synonyms: Sahi, the leader of the elephants, puskareno, with his trunk, udrita, by drawing out sikara ambubi and sprinkling the water, nipayayam, causing them to drink, some snapayan, and bathing them, yata, as giri, a householder, grini, always kind to the members of his family, karenu, to his wives, the female elephants, karaban, to the children, cha, as well, drumada, who is too attached to the members of his family, na, not, achasta, considered kricham, hardship, kripana, because being without spiritual knowledge, ajan maya, because of the influence of the external illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation: like a human being who lacks spiritual knowledge and is too attached to the members of his family, the elephant, being illusioned by the external energy of Krishna, has its wives and children bathe and drink the water. Indeed, he raised water from the lake with his trunk and sprayed it over them. He did not mind the hard labor involved in this endeavor. Text 27. Tam tatra kaschin nripadaiva chodita grahabaliyams charane rusagrahit yachin drivam vyasanam gato gajo yatabalam so tibalo vichakrame. Synonyms: tam, him, gajendra, tatra, there, in the water, kaschit, someone, nripa, O king, daiva chodita, inspired by providence, graha, crocodile, balian, very powerful, charani, his foot, rusa, angrily, agrahit, captured, yadrichaya, occurring due to providence, evam, such, vyasanam, a dangerous position, gata, having obtained, Gaja, the elephant, Yatabalam, according to his strength, Sahi, Atibala, with great endeavor, Vichakrame, tried to get out. Translation: by the arrangement of providence, O king, a strong crocodile was angry at the elephant and attacked the elephant's leg in the water. The elephant was certainly strong, and he tried his best to free from this danger sent by providence. Text 28. Tataturam yutapatim karenavo Vikshri Yamanam Tarasa Baliyasya Vichur Kruksur Dina Bidio Paregaja Parshni Grahas Tarayitum Na Chaksakan synonyms, Tata then, Aturam, that grave condition, Yutapatim, the leader of the elephants, Karenava, his wives, Vikshyamanam, being attacked, Tarasa by the strength, Baliyasa by the strength of the crocodile, Vichukrusu, began to cry, Dinadiya, who were less intelligent, Apare, the others, Gaja elephants, Parshnigraha, gasping him from behind, Tarayutim, to free, Na, not, also, Cha, also, Asakan were able. Translation. Thereafter, seeing Gajendra in that grave condition, his wives felt very, very sorry and began to cry. The other elephants wanted to help Gajendra, but because of the crocodile's great strength, they could not rescue him by grasping him from behind. Text 29. Niyudyator evam abindra nakrayor vikarsator antarator bahirmita samat sahasram yog vyagaman mahipate samprayanos yos chitram amam satar mara. Synonyms. Niyudyato, fighting evam in this way. Iba Indra, of the elephant, Nakrayo, and the crocodile, Vakarsato, pulling Antarata in the water, Bahi outside the water, Mita, one another, Samha, years, Sahasram, 1,000, Vyagamam, past, Mahipate, O king, Sapranayo, both alive, Chitram, wonderful, Amam Sata, considered Amara, the demigods. Translation. O king, the elephant and the crocodile fought in this way, pulling one another in and out of the water for 1,000 years. Upon seeing the fight, the demigods were very surprised. Text 20, or 30. Tato Gajendrasya mano balo jasam kalena dighena mahanadbut vyavya vrikshyamanasya jale vasidato viparyo buk sakalam jalosh kasha. Synonyms. Tata, thereafter, Gaja Indrasya, of the king of the elephants, Mana, by the strength of enthusiasm, Bala, the physical strength, Ojasam, and the strength of the senses, Kalena, because of years of fighting, Durgena, prolonged, Mahat, the great, Abhut, became Vyavya, the expenditure, Rikshyamanasya, who was being pulled by the crocodile, Jale, into the water, a foreign place, Avasidata, reduced mental, physical, and sensory strength. Viparayaya, the opposite, Abhut, became Sakalam, all of them, Jala Okasha, the crocodile whose home is the water. Translation. Thereafter, because of being pulled into the water and fighting for many long years, the elephant became diminished in his mental, physical, and sensual strength. The crocodile, on the contrary, became being an animal of the water, increased in enthusiasm, physical strength, and sensual power. Purport. In the fighting between the elephant and the crocodile, the difference was that although the elephant was extremely powerful, he was in a foreign place, in the water. During 1,000 years of fighting, he could not get any food, and under the circumstances, his bodily strength diminished, and because his bodily strength diminished, his mind also became weak and his senses less powerful. The crocodile, however, being an animal of the water, had no difficulties. He was getting food and was therefore getting mental strength and sensual encouragement. Thus, while the elephant became reduced in strength, the crocodile became more and more powerful. Now, from this we may take the lesson that in our fight with Maya, we should not be put in a position in which our strength, enthusiasm, and senses will be unable to fight vigorously. Our Krishna consciousness movement has actually declared war on the illusory energy in which all living entities are rotting in a false understanding of civilization. The soldiers in this Krishna consciousness movement must always possess physical strength, enthusiasm, and sensual power to keep themselves fit. They must therefore place themselves in a normal condition of life. What constitutes a normal condition will not be the same for everyone, and therefore there are divisions of Varnashram, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, is advised that no one take sannyas. Ashramedam gavalambam sannyasam palapaitikam devarena sutop Patim kalo pancha vivarjayet, Brahma vivarta purana. From this we can understand that in this age of the sannyas ashram is forbidden because people are not strong. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us an example of taking sannyas at the age of 24. But even Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya advised Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be extremely careful because he had taken sannyas at an early age. For preaching, we give young boys sannyas, but actually it has been being experienced that they are not fit for sannyas. There is no harm, however, if one thinks he is unfit for sannyas. If he is very much agitated sexually, he should go to the ashram where sex is allowed, namely the Grahastha ashram, and that one has been found to be very weak in one place does not mean that he should stop fighting the crocodile of Maya. One should take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, as we shall see Gajendradu, and at the same time, one can be a Grahastha if he's satisfied with sexual indulgence. There is no need to give up the fight. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore recommended, Stane Stiti Shruti Gatam Tanu Van Manobi. One may stay in whatever ashram is suitable for him. It is not essential that one take sannyas. If one is sexually agitated, he can enter the Grahastha ashram, but one must continue fighting. For one who is not in a transcendental position, to take sannyas artificially is not a very great credit. If sannyas is not suitable, one may enter the Grahastha ashram and fight Maya with greater strength, but one should not give up the fighting and go away. Text 31. Itam gajendra sa yatapada sankatam pranasya dehi vivasho yadrichaya aparyan atma vimokshane chiram dadyavi mambudhim atapyapadyata. Synonyms. Itam, in this way, Gajendra, the king of the elephants, Sahi, Yada, when Appa obtained Sankatam, such a dangerous position, Pranasya of life, Dehi, who is embodied, Vivasa, circumstantially helpless, Yadichaya, by the will of providence, Aparyan, being unable, Atma Vimokshane, to save himself, Chiram, for a long time, Dodyo, began to think seriously, Imam, this, Buddhim, decision, Atta, thereupon, Abhyapadyata, reached. Translation. When the king of the elephants saw that he was under the clutches of the crocodile and by the will of providence, and, being embodied and circumstantially helpless, could not save himself from danger, he was extremely afraid of being killed. He consequently thought for a long time and finally reached the following decision. Purport. Everyone in the material world is engaged in a struggle for existence. Everyone tries to save himself from danger, but when one is unable to save himself, if he is pious, he takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.16. Chaturvidhi bhajate mam janasukritan arjuna arto jignasur artarti gyanicha barasatasabha. Four kinds of pious men, namely, one who is in danger, one who is in need of money, one who is searching for knowledge, and one who is inquisitive, begin to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to be saved or to advance. The king of the elephants, in his condition of danger, decided to seek shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. After considerable thought, he intelligently arrived at this correct decision. Such a decision is not reached by a sinful man. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that those who are pious, Sukriti, can decide that in a very dangerous or awkward condition, one should seek shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Text 32. Namam ime gnataya aturam gaja kuta karinya prabhavanti mochitum grahena pasena vidatur avrito pi aham chatam yami paramparayam nam. Synonyms. Na, not, mam, me, ime, all these, janatya, friends and relatives and other elephants, aturam, in my distress, gaja, the elephants, kuta, how, karinya, my wives, pravanti, are able, mochitam, to deliver from this dangerous position, grahena, by the crocodile, pashena, by the network of ropes, vidatu, of providence, avrita, captured, api, although I am in such a position, aham, I, cha, also, tam, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yami, takes shelter of Param, who is transcendental, Paryanam, who is the shelter of even the exalted demigods like Brahma and Shiva. translation. But the other elephants, who are my friends and relatives, could not rescue me from this danger. Then, what to speak of my wives? They cannot do anything. It is by the will of Providence that I have been attacked by this crocodile, therefore I shall seek shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always the shelter of everyone, even of great personalities. Purport. This material world is described as padam padam yad vipadam, which means that there, at every step there is danger. A fool wrongly thinks he's happy in this material world, but in fact he's not. For one who thinks that way only is only illusioned. At every step, at every moment, there is danger. In modern civilization, one thinks that if he has a nice home and a nice car, his life is perfect. In the Western countries, especially in America, if one possesses, it is very nice to possess a good car, but as soon as one is on the road, there is danger, because at any moment an accident may take place and one may be killed. The record actually shows that so many people die in such accidents. Therefore, if we actually think that this material world is a very happy place, this is our ignorance. Real knowledge is that this material world is full of danger. We may struggle for existence as far as our intelligence allows and may try to take care of ourselves, but unless the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, ultimately saves us from danger, our attempts will be useless. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Blasya neha sharanam pitaro nisingha nartasya chagadam udan vati majato no tapasya tat prati vidir ya ihan jitestas tavad vibhotanu britam tvad upekshitanam. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.19. We may invent so many ways to be happy or to counteract the dangers of this material world, but unless our attempts are sanctioned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they will never make us happy. Those who try to be happy without taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are mudhas, rascals. Namam duskritano mudha prapadyante naradama. Those who are the lowest of men refuse to take to Krishna consciousness because they think that they'll be able to protect themselves without Krishna's care. This is their mistake. The decision of the king and of the elephants, Gajendra, was correct. In such a dangerous position, he sought shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 33. Ya kashaneso balino nata korogat prachanda vegad adhidavato brisham britam prapanam paripati yad bayan mritu pradavati aranam tam imahi. Synonyms. Ya, he who, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, kashchana, someone, isha, the Supreme Controller, balina, very powerful, antaka urugat, from the great serpent of time which brings death, prachanda vegat, whose force is fearful, abhitavata bhavata, who is chasing, brisham, endlessly, every hour and every minute, bitam, one who is afraid of death, prapanam, who is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, paripati, he protects, yat bayat, from fear of the Lord, mitu, death itself, pradhadvati, runs away, aranam, the actual shelter of everyone, tam, unto him, imahi, I surrender or take shelter. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is certainly not known to everyone, but he is very powerful and influential. Therefore, although the serpent of eternal time, which is as fearful in force, endlessly chases everyone, ready to swallow him, if one who fears this serpent seeks shelter of the Lord gives him protection, for even death runs away in fear of the Lord. I therefore surrender unto him the great and powerful supreme authority, who is the actual shelter of everyone. Purport. One who is intelligent understands that there is a great and supreme authority above everyone. That great authority appears in different incarnations to save the innocent from disturbances. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Pritinaya Sadhanam Vinashaya Chuduskritam, the Lord appears in his different incarnations for two purposes: to annihilate the discreti, the sinful, and to protect his devotees. The king of the elephants decided to surrender unto him. This is intelligent. One must know that the Supreme Great Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender unto Him. The Lord comes personally to instruct us how to be happy, and only fools and rascals do not see by intelligence the supreme authority, the supreme person. In the Shruti Mantra, it is said, Bishasmad Vata Pavate Bishodeti Surya Bishasmad Agnis Chandrascha Mrityur Devati Panchama Tattatriya Upanishad 2.8. It is out of fear that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that the wind is blowing, that the sun is distributing heat and light, and that death is chasing everyone. Thus there is a Supreme Controller, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.10, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. This material manifestation is working so well because of the Supreme Controller. Any intelligent person, therefore, can understand that there is a Supreme Controller. Furthermore, the Supreme Controller himself appears as Lord Krishna, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as Lord Ramachandra to give us instructions and to show us, by example, how to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet, those who are discreti, the lowest of men, do not surrender. Namam discreta namudhad prapadyante naradama. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord clearly says, Mrityu sarvaharaschaham, I am all-devouring death, end quote. This mrityu, or death, is the representative who takes everything away from the living entity who has accepted a material body. No one can say, quote, I do not fear death, end quote. This is a false proposition. Everyone fears death. However, one who seeks shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be saved from death. One may argue, quote, does the devotee not die? End quote. The answer is that a devotee certainly must give up his body, for the body is material. The difference is, however, that for one who surrenders to Krishna fully and who is protected by Krishna, the present body is his last. He will not again receive a material body to be subjected to death. This is assured in Bhagavad Gita 4.9. Taktadeyam pranarvant chanma naitimamiti sarjana. A devotee, after giving up his body, does not accept a material body, but returns home back to Godhead. We are always in danger because at any moment death can take place. It is not only that only Jajendra, the king of elephants, was afraid of death. Everyone should fear death because everyone is being caught by the crocodile of eternal time and may die at any moment. The best course, therefore, is to seek shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and be saved from the struggle for existence in this material world, in which one repeatedly takes birth and dies. To reach this understanding is the ultimate goal of life. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 2nd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Elephant Gajendra's Crisis, end quote.